This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for June 2014. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
Solar researchers once again discuss our current solar cycle 24, and VKHAMS set new microwave record down under.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Leading tonight's broadcast, presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Firstly, I'd like to say a big thank you to Marlborough Branch 22 and the great job done by their conference committee team led by Kay Hannigan, ZL2KU. We all enjoyed the conference over Queen's Birthday weekend with good food, good weather, although some thought it was a bit chilly, and good company. My sincere thanks to the Marlborough Branch team. A full report on the conference proceedings and social activities will be in the next issue of Break-In. While on the subject of conference, I don't yet have a confirmed venue for our 2015 conference, but I have hopes that we will get a volunteer branch from the Waikato region, so I hope to be able to let you know next month where we will be for Queen's Birthday weekend in 2015. Our national system with its link repeaters covering much of New Zealand is a valued resource. I was very disappointed this past week to hear reports of inconsiderate use by a small number of amateurs. Very long conversations are fine on a simplex or local frequency, but please keep in mind that your conversation with a fellow amateur going on for an hour or more may not be what the rest of the country wants to hear. If it's possible to QSY to another local repeater or even a simplex frequency, please try to do so. Even if you need to use the national system to talk locally, remember you are being broadcast through the full nationwide group of repeaters. So please observe the radio regulations as spelt out in the amateur GURL, keep a 3-second gap between overs, and remember to leave periodic gaps so other users can make calls. It's important to maintain a high standard of operation when on the national system, as there are often overseas amateurs touring New Zealand, and your operating standard and courtesy to others will leave them with a favourable impression. Extending our public liability insurance to include branches who don't currently have that type of cover or want to take advantage of the lower cost possible by being part of a national scheme has generated considerable interest. I'm sorry I can't yet provide you with all the information asked for, as getting specific details about this insurance cover in plain English terms from our insurer is proving harder than I'd expected. Once I have this information in a form that's clearly understandable, I'll let you all know via info line and break-in. We're still looking for volunteers to fill two important vacancies. The first of these is the editor of break-in. Although Stephen Heyman, ZL1TPH, is doing a fine job as interim editor, we're very keen to find someone who can take on this job and ensure that our magazine continues. Do you think you might like to take this on? Please let me or Debbie know at headquarters as soon as possible. The other vacancy we'd like to find a volunteer for is the position of break-in advertising manager. Lorne Douglas, ZL2AHB, has stood down as he plans more overseas travel, and we'd like to find a volunteer to replace him. Again, if you're interested, please let Debbie know at headquarters. And finally from me tonight, an appeal to all amateurs to please support the current action being taken over the very restrictive provisions of the Auckland Council Notified Unitary Plan. Our concern is that if this gets adopted as it stands, other councils around New Zealand are likely to use the same wording in their district plans to the detriment of amateur radio operation. Jim will have more to tell you about this later in this broadcast, so please do take action now as we must not lose this one. Thanks for listening. It's back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 gives notice of their used equipment sale and branch dinner to be held on Saturday the 19th of July, with the doors opening for buyers at 10:30 a.m. Sellers can purchase table space at the usual $10 per 900mm. Table space can be purchased on the day if not sold out beforehand. The club dinner, followed by the usual quiz, will be held that evening, starting with a meet and chat at 6 p.m. with the dinner following at 6:30 p.m. Soups, roast and dessert for just $15 a person. Booking for the dinner are required by Thursday, 17th of July. Contact the club president, Brian Winger, ZL1BSW, on 027-491-3888. 027-491-3888 or email bwinger@extra.co.nz. That's for sale table, meal bookings and all inquiries. And that's the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 used equipment sale and branch dinner to be held on Saturday, 19th of July. To news from NZRT headquarters now, and it's to Upper Hutt we go and say a very good evening to NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Conference is now over for another year, and my thanks to all who attended, and especially Marlborough Branch, for a very well-organised event. After having attended 17 annual conferences, I feel I'm qualified to say this. Unfortunately, there was no offer from branches for the 2015 annual conference. I urge all branches to consider hosting this important annual event. There is no need to be daunted by this prospect. The simpler, the better. Less is more. Which means that only a small team is required to ensure the success of a conference. Please contact me as soon as possible if your branch is able to help. The earlier the planning gets underway, the easier it gets towards the end. Plus, I do have a couple of people who have hosted very successful conferences and are more than happy to help you with your details. Next year is council election year, so again it's time to get your thinking caps on and forward names of those people you feel could stand for president and council once the returning officer calls for nominations in the October issue of Break-In. Remember, a healthy organisation can only exist where members get involved and take their turn at governance. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. The Hamilton Amateur Radio Club are holding their market day on Saturday the 9th of August at the Waikato Table Tennis Stadium, Edgecombe Street in Hamilton. Doors open for vendors from 8 a.m. and for buyers from 10 a.m. Now, table space is available at $20 per metre prepaid or $25 per metre on the day. All inquiries should be made to Market Day, Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, P.O. Box 606, Hamilton 3240, or you can email harcmday@nzart.org.nz. harcmday@nzart.org.nz. That's the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Market Day, Saturday the 9th of August. For a look now at international amateur radio news, we join Newsline's Hal Rogers, K8CMD.
In a follow-up report earlier this year, researchers are now dubbing the sun's recent activity as a mini-max. This is because the maximum period of activity so far has been shorter than usual. Researchers note that sunspots are now showing up and lower density areas are appearing in the sun's corona. As such, this current situation demonstrates how hard it is to accurately forecast a solar cycle. They note that this cycle's strange peak appears to have its roots in 2008 and 2009, when sunspot numbers were far lower than scientists expected. Solar flares, which are associated with sunspot numbers and the sun's magnetic activity, were also relatively quiet in that same time frame. The average for a solar cycle from minimum to maximum and back to minimum is in theory 11 years. However, it can actually take between 9 and 14 years. The current solar cycle is expected to start fading in 2015, but it will likely go out with some increased activity. The researchers note that, historically speaking, there are usually strong flares leading to numerous auroras on Earth at the end of the solar peak. This is because particles from the sun strike our planet's magnetic lines and excite gases in the upper atmosphere. Ron Turner of Analytic Services Incorporated is a senior science advisor for NASA's Innovative Advanced Concepts program. He summed it up by saying that the current cycle 24 is one of the weakest in the 24 cycles since 1755. Using both single sideband and digital modes on the 78 gigahertz or the 4 millimeter band, Alan Devlin, VK3XPD, and David Smith, VK3HZ, have set new microwave distance records down under. The new records were set on May 15th. VK3XPD was on Mount William in Western Victoria State, and VK3HZ was in Melbourne's Mount Dendenberg Observatory. Their efforts resulted in a new Australian record path of 139.8 kilometers. In addition to a contact on single sideband, the digital JT65C mode proved quite effective over the path. Work to restore the amateur radio station of Thailand's HS0AC Amateur Radio Club at the Asian Institute of Technology was completed on June 15th. Radio amateurs of Thailand, President HS1FV, announced that after the equipment and antennas have been tested, a formal open house would be held on August 3rd, to which representatives of amateur radio associations throughout Thailand would be invited. The original HS0AC club station had been destroyed during the massive flooding that hit Thailand back in 2011. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Hal Rogers, K8CMD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2014, all rights reserved.
Thanks, Hal, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. News tonight from Bob Macquarie, ZL3TY, concerning Westfest 2014. Westfest 2014 will be held on the weekend of the 6th and 7th of September. The venue will be the Murchison Bowling Club, Waller Street in Murchison. Bob advises that they do need guest speakers, and if you have a project of interest to your fellow hams, he'd like to hear from you. If you can contribute, please contact Bob ZL3TY by email, ZL3TY@nzart.org.nz. For those who haven't been to Westfest, it's an informal weekend with plenty of discussion of radio and ample time to socialise. Hope to see you there. That's Westfest 2014 in Murchison on the 6th and 7th of September. Now it's Tawaro News, and for the latest, here's Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, following the Waro AGM, we welcome Jeanette, ZL3DYL, as a member of the Executive Committee. All other office bearers remain the same. Topsy ZL2LS offered to be bulletin editor, and members should now have received their email copy of the magazine. Margaret ZL1MB is to receive the Waro Achievement Award, which is the Myrtle Erland Rose Bowl, for her contribution to Waro over many years. The results of the Thelma Super Memorial Contest were announced at the Waro AGM, and the first whale was Nari ZL2UJT, with Rosemary ZL1RO second and Lynette ZL1LL third. In the OM section, the winner was Wayne ZL2AYB, with Wayne ZL2OZ second. The new Waro website became available in the last few days, and members are urged to visit it. On the NZART homepage, click on Waro at the top right of that page, and there you'll find the AGM minutes and lots of other interesting material. The Hamilton Market Day has been held on Saturday the 9th of August, and Waros will get together for morning tea as usual. On Friday, June the 13th, Waro lost a valued member when Bev Osborne ZL10S became a silent key. Bev was licensed in 1992 and joined WARO the same year. She was involved with organising and running the YL International meet that was held in Hamilton in the year 2000. Bev spent time on the WARO executive as president, secretary, committee member, contest manager, and from June 2002 to this year had compiled and produced the WARO magazine four times a year. She enjoyed being active on HF, VHF and also the national system. Bev was also involved in the Carl Rao branch of NZART and was secretary of that branch for many years. A number of WARO members travelled long distances to attend Bev's funeral and to pay tribute to her contribution to amateur radio. We will all miss her greatly. That's all for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Information tonight from NZART Local Government Liaison Officer Douglas Burt, ZL1BFS, regarding the Auckland Council notified unitary plan. No amateur antennas are permitted in Auckland's notified unitary plan. All amateur configurations are designated restricted discretionary, which means that a resource consent has to be obtained for anything a licensed radio amateur wishes to erect on his or her property, even a 2 metre quarter wave whip. NZART has naturally responded with a very strong submission to Council to correct this, and the stage has now been reached that Council has called for further submissions, either in support or opposition to NZART's submission, which has been given the number 4498. With an indicative figure of $5,000, every time a restricted discretionary resource consent is heard, the system would result in our technology becoming close to impossible to pursue. Auckland is New Zealand's largest council, and whatever it gets away with in its district planning process could well be copied by other districts when they undertake regular planning reviews. It is important, therefore, for the whole of New Zealand that NZART wins this appeal process. All amateurs are encouraged, no matter where in New Zealand you may live, to put in a further submission supporting NZART submission number 4498. The further submission process is outlined on the Auckland Council's website, but a far more practical approach, complete with a sample submission form, can be found in the blue folder on the Auckland VHF Group website, qsl.net/ZL1BQ. That is qsl.net/ZL1BQ. Further information may also be found in the NZART info line dated 20th of June 2014. That information tonight from NZART Local Government Liaison Officer Douglas Burt, ZL1BFS. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We have just three items tonight, and we start with Hutt Valley Branch 18, where the next meeting is on Monday, the 7th of July, at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo in Lower Hutt. John Yaldwin will talk about digital amateur radio. Wellington Branch 50 has their July meeting on the 16th of July at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street in Newtown, starting 7:30. Now this will be a chat and chew. The idea is to bring food to share and an item of interest to talk about if you wish. And if you've any thoughts for club activities later in the year, this will be a time to raise your hand. And finally, Christchurch NZART Branch 05 has their next meeting on Wednesday the 2nd of July, starting 7:30 p.m. at No. 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. On this evening there will be a ham radio quiz with prizes sponsored by the branch. And there's just a note that only a few questions are related to amateur radio, so there's a broad spectrum of trivia to suit everyone. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Infoline will be emailed on Friday, the 4th of July. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 27th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2014. Good night, everyone. Good night now.